Jamie Rayner with that report. It's 8 minutes after seven. Let's try and answer some of these questions with Richard Cramer, managing partner at the Sports Lawyers Front Row Legal in Leeds. Richard, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
25th of May, the football league clubs can return to training. I think if we start with football, that's what people are thinking about. And in this part of the world, particularly Leeds United, Huddersfield Town, Bradford City, so the football league clubs, is a mid-June resumption behind closed doors likely, in your opinion?
I believe so, yeah. I think the main driver at the moment is get the players back to work. That probably means whichever players are on furlough leave will suddenly have to sort of disband the furlough leave provisions. That clears the way for the players to come back in a formal training capacity. That will probably happen around the 25th of May. I would expect 2 or 3 weeks of a mini pre-season, and hopefully games will get underway mid-June, albeit behind closed doors. Clearly, the driving behind this one is really, I suppose, it's money and not breaching any broadcasting deals. But what appears to be the case is Premier League Championship looks like they're going to resume, providing there's no mishaps. The first and second divisions looks like the season will finish. So we will see live football. There'll be a lot of football on television in both Premier League and the Championship. And clearly this is a much more satisfactory way of resolving the issues of promotion and relegation.
Have we seen a consensus of opinion from clubs? Do they all agree, or are we going to see the football season in a truncated form finish and then enter a real messy period of litigation?
Well, I think this is what they're trying to avoid. I think the feeling is that the league table ought to be decided what's happening on the grass rather than what's happening in the courtrooms. And so the biggest issue right now is get the games finished on merit. And the easiest way to do that is for the games to be played. Now, I don't think we're out of trouble yet because there is still a lot of issues to be resolved. There are meetings on a day-by-day basis. Yesterday, there was meetings between all the managers and the team representatives, really just to decide how it's going to happen. I think there's major concerns about health and safety. So we're not there yet, but at least we seem to be driving in the right direction now. And if I was a betting man, I think we will get football played at the Championship and Premiership level. But we're still on thin ice a little bit here, because if something happens to a player or suddenly there's a reoccurrence of the coronavirus at a club, it's going to put the whole thing in jeopardy. But I think everybody's trying to stay positive and get the football played, albeit with some major challenges ahead of us.
Do the players want to play? I guess Danny Rose and people from round here will know, you know, started his career at Leeds, now an England international, very, very well-known footballer, has said that, well, I won't quote directly what he said because I'd be hauled off the radio, but he said that he doesn't really care about the nation's morale, and that and this is a quote, the game should only return when coronavirus cases have dropped massively. And he doesn't seem to be alone as far as footballers and sportsmen and women in general are concerned about returning to their respective sports.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable that you're going to find certain players fairly relaxed about it, and then some will perhaps be not sure, and then there will be a percentage that will have concerns, and quite rightly so. I think what we may see on this kind of period over the next month, 2 months, is really allowing players the choice, and usually that doesn't happen in the contracts. You know, there's an obligation to train and play. They don't have a choice. But I think the compromise might be that if any player feels uncomfortable, then no disciplinary action can be taken for a breach of contract. And hopefully confidence will grow in terms of the extraordinary steps being taken to make sure that the environment where the players are training and the grounds where they're going to be playing are as safe as anywhere. I suppose what the mantra appears to be it's safer to play football than it is to go to the supermarket. But as one particular player said yesterday, I think it was Troy Deeney, he's got a choice whether he goes to the supermarket. So I think therein lies the issue really, is that if any player does not feel comfortable, then I don't think it would be right for the club to force that player to do anything against his will. Hopefully confidence will grow, and I think once we see what's happening in Germany, and they're probably 2 3 weeks ahead of us, and they see games being played and the remarkable and extraordinary levels of health and safety measures, then I think we will probably finish the season. And I think most people want that to happen. The key really is to get the games played, and I think the target date will probably be the 31st of July, which will probably mean a short extension of for some of the players. So yeah, it's encouraging, but I don't think we're there yet, and it does seem to change by the day and even by the hour. But my prediction is that we will get football back played and we'll get the season finished.
Thanks for joining us, Richard. Richard Cramer from Front Row Legal in Leeds. And we'll focus on rugby league after 8 o'clock. Gary Etherington from the Leeds Rhinos will join us to give us a bit of a steer on what he thinks will happen and when Super League, Championship and Championship One may well resume in West Yorkshire and beyond.